Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget all the other things you can do there. Don't forget to check out the Brain Trust members. If you've been hearing some of those guys on the show, go find one that you like. Pick out one that you kind of like what they have to say, and find their position in our Brain Trust, in our Brain Trust list. We have them. They're in there in their category, but also they're there alphabetically for your convenience. So check that out. And if they're very recent Brain Trust members, you might find them in the guest list. They may not be put over into the Brain Trust yet. So we actually have two alphabetical listings there. So check that out and find out a little bit more about them. You can go to their websites most of the time if they have one, and you can re-listen to an archive of an interview that we've had. The most recent ones there are first, and then the older ones are behind that. So check all those things out there when you get a chance. I think you'll enjoy it, and don't forget the articles that you can read as well. Jeffrey Zabar is all over our website. He's been a member of our Brain Trust since the beginning. He's one of our top home-based business experts. He is one of the world's experts in home-based business and teleworking. He's our good friend. He's also in Florida. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, as always.
It's good to have you back. First, let me say God bless you and all your other small business brethren and sistren in Florida.
Well, thank you. It's been a hard way, and I'm almost embarrassed and humbled to say that my neck of the woods, specifically as these storms, as you know, the weathercasters and the bubbleheads on the anchor desk who know nothing about it, but kept us informed for about 18 days leading up to this storm, spoke of feeder bands as they would come in, these spiral bands, and they just happened to miss our specific neighborhood, and so we never lost power. We had significant trees down and things like that, but thank God we had no serious disruption in our life, in our livelihoods, although that cannot be said for hundreds of thousands of other people, millions, frankly, and
millions.
To this day, hundreds of thousands of people.
You know, Jeff, about 6 weeks ago, Mother Nature said X marks the spot.
Right.
And drew an X across Florida, and which later manifested in Charlie and Francis.
And maybe
creating that X, and you guys were sort of in the bottom wedge of the X, weren't you? Bottom part of the opening there between the X
Yeah, exactly.
So you kind of dodged it a little bit being in the Fort Lauderdale area,
right.
And of course we got the hat trick maybe heading your way right now with Ivan.
We have Ivan who is making a hard turn to the northerly. I wouldn't say north. I haven't tracked it this morning, but he's making a hard turn to the north. And that big 500 mile wide bubble that they put in front of these things to show projected storm path. Could hit anywhere from, the mid to upper Keys, which would have it come up through the center of the bottom of the state, to missing the peninsula altogether and then hitting potentially the panhandle.
I think right now, and I don't want to tempt fate, but I think right now we would have to make a pretty hard turn north to really get up into the state. But it could. They have.
Well, that's what the projected path shows.
If it kind of makes the meandering northward turn that a lot of them do, it looks like it's going to be more like going up into the Gulf. But I heard this morning that one of those brave weather planes, one of those hurricane planes, hurricane seekers, those brave souls actually reported that they found gusts in Ivan up to 220 miles an hour.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane. I'm looking.
It's already a high category 4 on its way maybe to being a 5. But anyway, back to Florida. Jeff, the week before the Hurricane Charlie hit, actually a couple of days before may have been just a few hours before it actually hit, was the anniversary, the first anniversary of the great blackout in the Northeast.
Yeah.
And I was talking to small business owners about backup power.
Right.
Making sure that they had, you know, you and I talked about it even. I think maybe you were on that week, perhaps.
Right.
And we
right.
talked about having batteries to back up under your computer so that if the power goes out, you at least have a few minutes to shut down your computer and save your work, to all the way up to having gensets so outside so that when the power goes out, the generator cranks up and you continue to march if you need to. And
right.
and the fact that, you know, you have in your particular business, you know, your customers are all over the place, like mine are. So it's not like your customers are next door, and if they're out of business, you are too. But when you get blown away, when the state, when you know, 1.5 million people leave the state and take their cash with them, and you are a regular, a traditional small business, you know, a genset's not going to help you.
Yeah, we
especially if your business gets blown away.
Yeah, we saw that. We remain. I was thinking about that after Andrew. I go back, you know, 40 and slip to go back to Andrew here because that's really what started all in the modern era, if you will, of the past. You know, Andrew was in 92, and
right.
there was no significant storm truly since the 60s that hit Florida with any devastating effects, as far as I can remember. I'm born and raised here. Andrew was the first one. Andrew, if you can think about it this way, reminded people after Andrew that hurricane supplies are not batteries for the boombox and beer, okay? Hurricane supplies mean shutters, mean, you know,
right.
non-perishable foods and lots
more
of water.
More than bread and milk,
ice.
Right?
What's that?
More than bread and milk.
More than bread and milk. And I say that only half-jokingly because now people take it seriously, but still, small business, all business, has a ways to go before we can survive these, and the state has a ways to go before it can lend with any confidence an air of authority in a situation like this, because we still have in Palm Beach County alone almost 285,000 people without power. The storm made
landfall. In Palm Beach, which is about 25 miles north of you, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Palm Beach, the county is about 3 miles north of
it's
me.
Adjacent, yes.
The city is about 20, 25 miles north
mm-hmm.
of me. And it's not densely populated, and to its, you know, Palm Beach is a very large, in space, it's a very large county. But you're talking about Boca Raton, you're talking about Palm Beach, you're talking about Delray and Boynton, you're talking about cities that are well populated, and for Boca, a very important business center. And
right.
so, you know, we have a lot to learn.
Absolutely. Jeff, stand by. When we come back, I'm going to get Jeff to tell us what the mood is in his part of the world among the business owners that he knows. Right after these messages, it's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. Here are the Stones to take us out. Back, it's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeff, I'm glad you didn't get blown away, my friend. And, Hurricane Francis was, thank God, it hit Florida as a hurricane, as a level 2 hurricane, having really dialed down 2 whole levels
right.
in the last day or so from a 4 to a 2. I mean, think about, you know, Jeff, if there's a silver lining in every cloud, that's one for Florida right there, isn't it?
Well, I think it is. The what remained the gray part is it moved through at 4 miles an hour. So
right.
not only did it take forever,
for
its 100-mile-an-hour, 105-mile-an-hour winds to clear through, it made landfall. The front end of the eye made landfall at 2 a.m. roughly on Saturday morning. In the back end of the eye, made landfall at like close to the next evening. I mean, it moved that slowly, and
it almost took up residence. I heard Jeb Bush was going to send it an ad valorem tax bill. Move on out. Hey, Jeff, before we go any further, folks, I'd like for you to know how to reach Jeff and how to contact him and find out the things that he has to offer. Jeff, I don't have any of your stuff with me because I'm here a day longer than I thought I was going to be. But I know one of your books, which you folks is so appropriate for now, is Safe at Home. If you're a home-based business owner, that's a very timely book. It continues to be Safe at Home by Jeffrey Zabar. Jeffrey, tell us how we can find those, all of your books, and how we can find out more about you.
You can learn more at www.chiefhomeofficer.com. Chiefhomeofficer.com.
And, of course, you know, if you're noodling around on my site, you forget that, just look for ZBAR and the alphabetical listing of my brain trust, and you'll find Jeff there and a link and everything else there. Jeff, what's the mood as you move around the community down there? What's the mood in Florida right now?
Well, I think we remain optimistic that for some the worst is over. But you know, front page story in the Sun Sentinel this morning shows an impromptu food kitchen that's in the middle of a field for people who still have no power. My brother up in Jupiter, Florida, although he's been staying with me and been staying with my mom, still has no power. I mean, you're talking on the fifth day after the storm, he still has no power.
But there are some people over in Charlotte County
who still have no home.
From Charlotte, they still have no
power.
No home or power. They have no place to go back to.
I mean, obviously, I look at what's closest to me and affected me most, because the Punta Gorda landfall of Charlie and the track across the state gave us a little wind, but not even any rain. But yeah, I mean, the mood, I think we try and remain optimistic, but putting on my business hat here and my business advocate, if you will, small business advocate hat, as it were, the mood is optimistic because many of us are back up, but it shows an inherent weakness in our ability to get things back up. I mean, we have 200, and as I said, 280-some thousand people in Palm Beach County alone who still do not have power. We have people in Broward County, for the most part, are back up. You have hundreds of thousands of people across the state who remain without power. And without power, you can't do squat. You know, I mean, there's nothing that you can do.
That is a good argument for some kind of a genset, a generator, and an automatic transfer switch system.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and also, you look at the bigger issue. You know, yeah, I have my battery backup. I have my laptop. But if I can't do any work within 25 miles of my house, where am I going to go? There's no hotel rooms. You know, so
your particular business, if you had a genset, you could, because you're not exactly delivering. You know, a lot of the deliveries that you make are out of your area. People who are affected by the hurricane, at least you could continue to march.
Right, and there are retailers who would be, you know, could be stuck, especially if you have nobody around you. You know, it depends on what type of business you're in. Also, if you're a convenience store, you know, you could still be doing business. But I mean, if you're, you know, a stationer, or if you're somebody who's, you know, who deals with something specific that's a feel good, people ain't dealing in feel goods right now. You know, ain't buying supplies, things like that.
Well, also, and of course, you know, and thinking of the people, I mean, look at the people who literally vacated the state. And you know, Jim, and I wrote about this in my newsletter this week. So many small businesses live on this week's cash flow.
Right.
And when their customers left the state and took their cash with them, you got some real challenges out there. And Jeff, that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring this up. Last Friday, I had Herb Mitchell, who's with the office of with the SBA's Office of Disaster Relief. I think that's the title. And he pointed out that the SBA's down there helping homeowners and businesses get loans, get low interest loans to help them to ride this out, including, Jeff, as you probably know, including money for working capital to help them with their businesses, get their businesses back up. And so what you got to do, though, folks, is you got to go to FEMA first. They're the clearinghouse. Go to FEMA first, and if you're affected by any of this, and it's got to be a disaster area. It's got to be a place that's declared as a disaster area. And know the inside of your business. If you're in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, you know, the inside of your business, you can't just say this is a disaster here. But if it's in a disaster area like they got in Florida, go to FEMA, tell them give them your information, and somebody, and there's a good chance that the SBA can contact you.
To their credit, the SBA, FEMA, the government has really stepped up, and they're really trying to help. I think we have bigger issues with regard to the next storm, and I don't mean Ivan, but I mean just down the road.
Yeah.
They say we're at the beginning of a 10-year cycle. So, you know, if you're a business owner, if you're a big employer, you got to think about where you want your people based, because these things have a tremendous effect on productivity and continuity. So, just hoping and God be with us all.
Thank you, Jeffrey. God bless you and all your neighbors there. See you later.
Thanks, Jim.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Don't forget his website. Quick break. I'll be right back with Mike Stewart.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.